Hello and welcome to Future Commerce, the podcast about cutting edge and next generation commerce. I'm Philip, and this is a little bonus episode for you. We were recently on the e-commerce Brain Trust podcast with Kiri Masters, and we talked about voice commerce quite a bit. So if you just got done listening to episode 62 with Ryan McInnes and you want more deep, insightful content about voice commerce and how voice is changing the way that we engage in retail, you're in luck because we did a whole hour with Kiri. So I want to play a little clip of that to give you just a taste, and then you're going to have to listen to the whole thing over on ecommercebraintrust.com. Check it out. Oh, and shout out to Kiri's dog who makes a cameo entrance right in the beginning.
And I'm not sure if either of you can verify this stat, but I can't remember where I heard it, but with Alexa Skill, apps, only 3% of users continue to use those apps once they've already used them the first time. So I'm curious to hear what you think about that sort of criticism of this new technology, because it seems still fairly nascent. At what point in time does it really make sense for, let's say, like a mid-cap brand to be investing in content or in a skill, or, you know, like really diving into this? Because, of course, there's going to be some kind of maturity curve where we have the really big brands and retailers like, you know, Revlon's getting on board with some like makeup matching skill for the Echo Show, where it can tell you exactly what shade of makeup you need to buy and then order it for you. So there's some cool use cases there, but like, where do you see us on the maturity curve now, and how quickly do you think those sort of mid-cap brands are going to take to catch up and start using this themselves?
Yeah, Brian, I'll let you take it first.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't have the exact stat in front of me about usage and, you know, or, you know, how people, you know, are sticking with a specific app or skill, I should say. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if you're right. If, you know, there's a lot of, if, you know, skill abandonment, if you will. But I think, you know, there's a lot of use cases for it, you know, as we go forward. And yeah, sure, these are still early adopters. That said, this is just the start. I think as the voice capabilities progress, and I think I'll give you a little teaser of a piece that I'm going to be working on for Future Commerce Insiders coming up.
Ooh, here's a scoop.
Voice is going to be integrated into everything. And so not just your phone, but Amazon's released a, you know, basically a voice kit with chip that you can insert into just about anything. And so what I see ahead is voice interactions everywhere. And I'm going to talk about how in my article, I'm going to talk about how that's going to play out. You know, logged in states versus not logged in, you know, how are you going to be able to sort of, you know, maintain security and privacy and so on, if you're going to be interacting with things everywhere. But you know, once you're able to talk to things in your car and on your phone and in your house and everywhere, all of a sudden voice apps are going to start, you know, when you use them and you're out at, let's say you're out at the mall and you're using voice to interact with things, you're going to use that when you interact at home too. And there's going to be things that you can start one place and finish otherwhere, you know, other places. This is still a ways off. But the other thing that's going to happen not long from now, and you know, Amazon hinted at this a while back. I don't think they've really delivered on this yet, but I 100% believe it will happen. But push notifications through voice. That's another thing that's going to help spur reuse. Because what's happening is right now people are trying skills and then they're kind of forgetting about them.
Exactly.
And there's not really a good way to remind people, oh yeah, you need to go back and use this again. Once there's more notification and more, more, you know, almost like person, you know, like human, like sort of pushing. I hesitate to even call them push notifications because it'll be more like natural interruptions of your day.
Oh, are you writing the ad copy for Amazon right now?
Yeah, he's
maybe
undercover.
Amazon, if you're hiring, it sounds like Brian wants a job. So.
Oh man, that's funny. Yeah.
So I do want to kind of butt in and tell you that I do think that we are still at the early adopter curve, right? I think to your point, Kiri, we're at a place where the cost is prohibitive, the market isn't in broad adoption at the moment. I think we're still seeing we're at 2008. When the App Store, the Apple App Store, you know, had 200,000 plus calculator apps, right? There was at some point we'll hit a place of maturity where the app development's getting a little easier, and we're seeing that already. Amazon's taken great strides in the past 18 months, acquiring some technologies like Cloud9, which allow code authorship in its cloud platform. It was a little janky before, but you'll also see that we're gonna have some better contexts for people understanding what can be done. A really great example of the kind of thing that's done really, really well in voice, that's actually easier to do in voice than anywhere else, even on your phone, is a repurchase, a reorder, performing a mundane task over and over. That's why I think, again, home automation makes a lot of sense, because you flip a light on and off repeatedly many times in a day. And you might do the same thing in a commerce context. A good example is Starbucks in June of 2017 unveiled their mobile voice ordering on Alexa, and I believe it's on all the platforms that are available now. What's really interesting about voice ordering, they're an early adopter, but they're following their own footsteps in early adoption on mobile platforms. Starbucks mobile orders accounted for almost nothing, none of their revenue transaction 5 years ago, but to date, as of the January earnings call, it's 34% of all transactions that happen at Starbucks globally happen through their app.